900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 13th of January. 38 degrees on our way to 58, so a beautiful day in store for us, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going for you today?
Well, I anticipate it's going to be a pretty busy day, but it's still early.
Understood. Now, I have to ask if you've been able to catch any sort of a break here the last 2 to 3 weeks, given how hard the numbers have spiked.
It's been kind of tough. Our staff are putting in lots of long hours, skipping breaks and lunches, working late into the evening. That's sustainable for a while, but not sustainable for a long run. So I think we're starting to kind of feel that fatigue that has set in to have this high of a response right now.
Well, the numbers are, staggering, I guess, is one way to put it, as our active cases now, Jennifer, are over 600, and we're nearing where we have been top end since this started 2 years ago.
Yeah, and really, I would say we have surpassed where we were a year ago in the pandemic. We have the highest number of cases being diagnosed a day, a week, that we have ever had during the pandemic. If you kind of look over the trends, last week, starting at the beginning of the week, we start our numbers on Sunday, and we run Sunday through Saturday. And if you look at last week, we so far have diagnosed 536 cases, and there's a potential that that's still may go up, considering just data lags and that kind of turnaround time that's happening in our labs. And this week isn't any better. Monday, so on the 10th, preliminary data shows we diagnosed 150 cases, and that could be even more just in one day. So that isn't really good news when we're looking to, fight the pandemic.
Wanted to ask you about the test positivity numbers that you're seeing as well, because Morris County put out a statement here just a couple of days ago, and something that we hadn't seen from Morris County throughout the course of the pandemic, with their test positivity rate approaching 60%. Is that something that you're seeing to that level, or are you seeing a sharp elevation in test positivity, but not quite to that particular level?
Well, we're definitely seeing a huge increase in test positivity. And I think it really depends on the testing place. So each individual testing provider can, provide their numbers on how many of the tests that they're doing. Some of our providers are nearing that. We've had providers that have anywhere between probably 30 and 60% positivity in any given day. As a whole, in the community, we are seeing pretty big increases. Just in the middle of December, we thought it was kind of high then. We were running around 20% test positivity on any given week. Now, the last 3 weeks, we are significantly higher than that. We are running 30% to 40% test positivity right now as a community.
Well, these hefty caseload numbers, over 600 again, right now active cases here in Lyon County. Demographically, Jennifer, is this all across the board?
Yeah, we are really seeing cases all across the board. I think it just speaks to the volume of transmission that we are having in our community right now. Sometimes in a pandemic, infectious disease response, we can look at maybe a certain part of the community as circulating cases more than other parts. At this point in time, I mean, the entire community is suffering from high disease spread.
Jennifer, obviously, you know, you had a chance to look at this, and you know, the public health staff had a chance to look at this over the last several weeks, and you've been mentioning that this is a possibility here for a while. Talk about the decision to at least broach the recommendations Monday in the special county commission meeting that the commission ultimately decided to stay away from. But talk about the decision making process towards the recommendations, towards bringing back some of the mitigation strategies on a mandated level.
Yeah, so throughout this pandemic, we really have learned a ton about how this virus spreads and what are good ways to prevent the spread. And matter of fact, I have read a meta-analysis, and basically what that is taking a bunch of independently done research and kind of putting it all together under pretty strict criteria and looking at what works. And this research, they have a really good phrase that I think really covers where we are. And they say hands, face, and space, which means we really know the three biggest strategies to help prevent spread. One is that hand hygiene, or just personal hygiene, making sure we're covering our coughs, we're washing and sanitizing our hands. That is a big contributor to stopping the spread of infectious disease. And then the second is face, and what we mean by that is covering our face. We know masks work. The research is out there. There are hundreds and thousands of research papers that show that masks work when they're used correctly. And then the third is space, which we've said all along. I mean, that catchphrase that nobody knew before but now knows, social distancing. We know when we can put space in between people, we have a less of a chance of having disease spread. So really, as public health, that's our job, right? Our job is to take what the science is showing us about stopping infectious disease spread and you know, telling our community leaders and telling our community about them. And so we're just taking what the science has shown us and trying to educate.
Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, joining us on our primetime newsmaker on this Thursday morning. It is 7:28. We're at 38 degrees on our way to 58 today. Well, Jennifer, let's talk about quarantine and testing. First quarantine, it is the 5 days now. Let me ask you, if you have someone who is feeling the symptoms and does an at-home test and it is positive, then they need to get a confirmatory, obviously, with public health or their physicians to get that sent to KDHAs. When does the quarantine actually start? For instance, if they come to Lyon County Public Health, get a test, and don't get that test back for 2 days, does it start as soon as they've been feeling the symptoms and have been quarantining, or after they get the results back?
That is a great question, and that's something that we have been fielding a lot in our office right now. So your day zero starts the first day that you start symptoms. We call that symptom onset. And if somebody is asymptomatic or isn't experiencing symptoms at all, which we have that because we have some screening testing that's going on. So we have screening testing in our businesses and schools, but we also have really been pushing that if you're a close contact to somebody that has COVID-19, that you really should get a test, whether you are feeling bad or not, or whether you're vaccinated or not. And that's just to make sure that you don't have an infection. So if you are an asymptomatic person, then it is going to start the day that your test was collected. So let's say that you wake up Sunday morning and you don't feel very good, but you're going to wait and you're going to get your test collected on Monday, but you don't get your results back until Tuesday. Your day zero would be Sunday, the day that you started feeling bad, and then day one of quarantine would be the next day, so that would be Monday, and then you'd need to count 5 days out from there.
Jennifer, I wanted to lump a couple of questions in with you because we'd talked about contact tracing of periods, you know, specifically last year, the year before that, about contact tracing and kind of the strain that you've been dealing with. Clearly, you're having a strain on testing at this particular point in time as public health started making some staffing adjustments. But one thing that marketing officer Justin Ogilvie brought up to me, and I think you actually brought this up actually a couple of times here, maybe back last month, is now the fact that you're essentially doing all of the work to handle all of these different avenues of the COVID-19 response, and you don't have any of the state resources that are helping out.
No, we don't, and that is unfortunate. It really has caused a strain. And when we look at public health response, we want to meet the needs of the community. And the truth is, right now, we have three needs that are very high. We have the need to do good disease investigation and contact tracing and monitoring. We have the need to provide vaccination, and that need in our community is high right now. We have people acquiring or trying to receive vaccine at high numbers, and we have this great need for testing. And unfortunately, we do not have any of the state resources that we had a year ago to help provide those needs to our community. Last year, we had an entire team of National Guards men and women here helping with our testing line, and that anywhere was between 5 to 9 members. We also had National Guard teams coming down and helping us to provide vaccine to our community. And we had such wonderful volunteers from our community that really helped us, put on those mass vaccination clinics. And currently we don't have that. So all of the response, trying to meet the entire community's needs for pandemic response is coming directly from our public health staff right now. And unfortunately, the need is so great, we're just not able to meet that right now.
Well, I know that testing opportunities are out there, fortunately. Newman Regional Health, Express Care, and also Healthier Lyon County that has been doing a lot of free rapid testing. And in fact, this evening from 5 until 7, tomorrow morning from 6:30 until 8:30, and again on Sunday 11 until 2, and they have a full monthly schedule that they'll be providing the rapid testing, which, Jennifer, is a good thing that they're offering this free to the public to get testing taken care of. What about vaccination numbers? Are we seeing a rise there, Jennifer?
It's slowly ticking up. I think if you look at the traffic in our clinic, the majority of the individuals that are coming in, so most of the vaccine that we're giving right now are our boosters. We are giving 5 to 11 vaccine, and we are still giving some first dose. I think we'd all like to see our vaccine numbers be higher, our percentages be higher, but I guess a move in the upward direction is always positive at this point.
Jennifer, I'm going to ask if you had much in the way of flu activity, or have you been so slammed here with COVID the last 3 to 4 weeks that you really haven't been able to monitor that at this point?
Well, I have to be honest. I personally have not had a chance. We've kind of been all COVID all day. But looking at it, if you look at the kind of the flu activity and how they categorize all of the states, right now, Kansas is in a high category for flu activity. I would have to say that in Emporia or Lyon County specifically, we are starting to see an uptick in our flu activity, but I don't know if we would say that flu is widespread right now. I think the most important thing to know is that if the same strategies that you're going to use to combat getting COVID-19 will be the same for flu. So if you kind of do that hands, face, and space, not only are you preventing those COVID-19 infections, but you're preventing flu infections as well.
Hands, face,
and space.
Face, right there. All right. Well, Jennifer, as always, thank you for all you do, you and your team, and we appreciate your time. Always great information here every other Thursday during our primetime newsmaker. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I hope you guys have a great day.
Talk to you later. That's Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment next week, we do have a couple of slots available to